Check in this morning with Mick from Montague Webworks.
Here I am.
What up, Mick?
What up, Kevin?
Where are we going online, buddy?
Not far.
Okay.
We're going to Leiden.
Okay.
Specifically, town of Leiden.
Oh, yeah? The town of Leiden? Why are we going there?
.com. Well, as we do from time to time, you know, maybe a couple times a year, we toot our own horn and talk about a website that we have done. And it looks like Montague Webworks is slowly moving into the town website market space. We did greenfield-ma.gov.
Yes, heard a lot
which
of
was
good,
also town of Green. Yeah.
A lot of good feedback.
Yeah.
For that new website.
Pretty much the next day after the newspaper article in our local recorder came out about that site, the town of Leiden and a couple of other towns called, and Leiden's up, and Phillipston said they sent a check yesterday, so we're moving into that space. We've got
fantastic.
One more.
Fantastic. Well, so tell me the differences between Leiden's old website and Leiden's new website.
Well, Leiden's old website was a static website. They had a lot of issues with uploading files. You know, they didn't really know how to do HTML, so there was one person in the town that would do it occasionally, but they weren't. I mean, part of the issue about town websites is compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have open meeting laws, you've got committees and commissions and stuff that have meetings, you know,
you
boards.
Have agendas.
You have to post agendas, mm-hmm, 24 hours ahead, and then after the meeting, you're supposed to post the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's difficult to do that, then the staff is like, you know, I have so much other stuff to do. I don't want to do it. Don't make me do it. So it's got to be easy, right? And that's part of the solution. We're actually coming up with another solution specifically for that. We're talking with the town of Greenfield. They want to We're working out a new way, and then, you know, all the towns and anybody that uses our Rocket Fusion software will have that capability if they're a committee or a board or whatever. But so the town of Leiden, if you go there and you compare them side by side with the town of Greenfield's website, they look almost identical. The header's a little different, the slideshow's a little different, and obviously the files and the information is different, but it's becoming a template. We gave them a super sweet deal, as well as Phillipston, so we're happy about this.
Well, I know that there's a lot of people who live in Greenfield listening right now. I know that there's a lot of people who live in Leiden listening right now. So this is good information for them.
Yeah.
That information about their town is right at their fingertips.
Yeah.
Is it easyleiden.com?
It's townofleiden.com.
Oh, that's close.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. And they're also going to get the leiden-ma.gov. They're applying for that to get that. They get it free.
Gotcha.
From Massachusetts. Who does the, you know, that section of the domain space. Yeah. So and just a shout out to Bob Hardesty. I don't know if he listens, but he's the town clerk there, and we talked on the phone yesterday, and man, he's a bubbly, friendly guy, and he's I gotta say, I'm patting my own back. He's very happy too.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
If you want a website just like the town of Leiden, you can get one done at a 30% discount by purchasing those gift certificates over at the Bear Country 95.3 30% off store. Over at bear953.com, you will find the link, and you'll also see Montague Webworks listed. You can purchase those gift certificates and you can get a website just like Leiden, right?
Just like Leiden.
Just like Phillipston, right?
Just like Phillipston.
Excellent. That's the news I wanted to hear.
That's the news.
All right, on Montague Webworks website of the week, townofleiden.com. 8 o'clock, and right after Thomas Rhett, we'll get the local news headlines here on Bear Country 95.3. This morning, we'll talk about yesterday's spring snowstorm.
Ooh.
Also news about the Greenfield Library after Thomas Rhett on Bear Country.